Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the general voice. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
I will say how good you are if you give it to me. If you give me a heart broken, give me a spirit contrite, and I will say, I'll say. When I have a question, I can ask.
How when I have a need, I can ask. For how when I'm low, I can ask. Thank God he's not stingy with the word. He gives unto me freely. He gives unto the church freely. And we thank you. We pray that you bless him and you keep him. You forever bless his work, Lord God. Because it's a mighty, mighty work. It's strong. This house is strong. It's built on a rock. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all things. We pray that you keep our heart. That you keep the spirit looking on you. Thank you for all things. Keep us, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Today we have with us Jonah Apostolic Blessings, Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. Hear him. Amen.
Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God, what are you going to say?
Hallelujah.
Not something that any other of his creation can say.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
If God is going to be praised, it's going to be praised from the footstool.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't do it, he said, I'll find a rock down there.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So somebody's going to do it.
Amen.
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 Because a rock don't have a soul to be saved.
Amen.
We do.
Amen.
And in having this opportunity every soul should take it.
Amen.
Because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. Your mind don't know what God is going to do.
Amen.
That's why you say, I'll do this or that on tomorrow. If the Lord wills.
Amen.
Because if he don't will for you to do nothing, you ain't going to do nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
I got the greatest compliment from a woman in Maryland. The greatest compliment.
Greatest.
She thought she was talking bad about me, but she talked good. She said, he just talks.
Virginia, I'm sorry.
She's in Virginia. I got it from Virginia. She said, he just talk. He don't preach. Mm-mm. That's the greatest compliment you can give a preacher.
Amen.
He just talks.
Whatever God says.
It's a conversation I'm having with the host of God.
Amen.
That's the greatest compliment you can give me.
Thank God.
Unlike her preacher that talks down the folk and use highfalutin words, I just sit and talk.
Mm-hmm.
What she think they were doing when this book was being written? They were just talking.
Yeah.
They were giving opportunity for men to ask a question of God.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus was just talking, and Nicodemus said,
walking along the way.
Answer the question, how can a man be born again when he's old?
Amen.
Just talking.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Amen.
You know, oh, you got the eunuch just riding around and reading the Bible and didn't know what he was reading. The man came and said, "But understand now?"
That's
right. They were just,
that's right. Conversation.
Just talking.
That's right. That's right. Understanding that way.
Paul said, "Let me talk for myself."
That's right.
We're just talking.
Amen.
The greatest compliment you can give a preacher.
Amen.
That he can sit with you and just talk.
You
can walk by and just touch him, or he touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there is virtue among the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
COVID didn't kill any of us.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're able to gather a little freer now because God kept the church.
Amen.
Amen.
But we did not charge God foolish.
Amen.
But God got us ready for this because he gave us a divine healing service.
Yes.
Amen.
God prepared us.
Amen.
From the start.
That's right.
Amen.
Just talking.
Yes.
He bought a robe that had virtue from the man of God that fell to Nehemiah. Nehemiah gave it to me, told me I was going to need it. God knew we needed it. That day. Here's a little for you. Here's a little bit for you. And all of us.
It was sufficient.
It was sufficient.
Hallelujah to God. Yes, it was.
What God has done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
He's pulled our soul out of a pit.
Amen.
If you want to know how we made it,
yes.
You talk.
God sent down a rope.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have to take the rope.
No, he sent it.
But he gonna send it.
Yes, he did.
Choose.
And he is going to try his best to get you to take a hold.
Amen.
That is true.
It's up to you.
Yes, Lord. He made a way for
to take a hold to it.
Yes, he did. He made a way. Glory, hallelujah.
And if you take a hold,
hallelujah,
he'll pull you right out of whatever your distress, whatever your trouble. But you have to take hold.
That's right.
Amen.
If God sent an angel to deliver you,
yes.
Take hold.
Right.
Grab his hand and don't look back.
Because
they're just going to talk to you.
Yes.
Say, it's time now.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
They ain't going to pull out a Bible.
No.
Time to get moving.
No time.
And start
flipping, trying to find a scripture, because what they are saying in the moment is scripture.
That's right. Yes. That's
take right. hold now that's and right. don't that's right. look back.
That's right. That's true.
All of us was in a pit.
Yes.
How did we get out?
Yes.
It was the Lord that delivered.
Yes. That's right.
It was the Lord
glory.
That
Amen.
Delivered.
Yes, it was.
Yes, he did.
The Lord had me to hold what he showed me until the young man gave his vision.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is preparing me.
Amen.
And I'm prepared.
That's right.
You know it.
Amen.
I am dressed in the robe.
Yes.
Because it says, he's always said, this is the battle of the robes.
Yes.
Y'all have heard it before.
Yes.
Amen. It's the battle of the robes.
Yes.
It is a carnal one versus a spiritual one.
Amen.
And the carnal one cannot prevail over the spiritual one.
Cannot.
No matter what happens.
Amen.
People thought when they got Jesus on the cross, they won.
That was his plan. He's carrying out his plan.
Them clowns set a watch. That watch that they set did not prevent what the Lord said was going to be.
Amen.
So the carnal man was waiting to see if we're going to steal it.
Yeah,
we're going to come in there moving and say he had risen, and we took him and dug another grave and put him somewhere else and just start lying. The Lord wasn't going to have that.
Amen.
So you put an angel on a watch, too.
Oh, yeah.
And when the saints came, the angels started talking to the saints.
Yeah.
He said, why are y'all looking? What you looking for the living among dead folk?
Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost say, as Peter and Paul were able to answer for themselves, so shall ye.
Amen.
When I delivered you before, I use you.
Yes.
I'll do it again.
Yes.
Because nothing is going to take away the victory in God.
Amen.
He said one day in
July.
Did he do it?
Yes.
Who can take God's promise away?
Cannot.
When the arbitrator signed the decree. He took the last day of July and signed it and said, I'm done.
Amen.
And God has kept it all of these days.
Amen.
I'm here only to tell you this. When you were in a pit, the only way you got out is that you took hold to the rope.
That's right.
The rope is going down for a lot of folks. They didn't grab it.
Amen.
That's true. That's true.
They want the benefits of coming out of the pit, but they don't want to do nothing to come out. You got to grab hold.
Amen.
And if you fall, the Lord is going to wait, send the rope back down again, and try again.
Hallelujah to God. Amen.
The Lord's going to try over and over until you get victory, because you are trying to get a hold.
Amen.
When Bishop Shelton said, if you got to hold on with just the skin of your hand, he said, hold on.
Amen.
Because the Lord's going to deliver you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to be delivered.
Yes, Lord.
A lot of people's got mouth that they want to be delivered. But here's an angel walking with you.
Yes.
You've got to be delivered.
Amen.
An angel don't come for naught.
Amen.
He's taking somebody.
Amen.
When you consider the Holy Ghost is telling you there's going to be a reunion.
Amen.
My soul went throughout the scriptures.
Amen. Yeah.
When Elder Askew said, hey, come, we're going to have this great reunion.
Yeah.
Joseph was with his brothers.
Yeah.
That's right.
They threw him in a pit.
Yes.
He ended up in Egypt.
Yes.
But oh, there's going to be a great reunion.
Yeah, Lord. They had to go back.
When you get to this reunion,
yes,
you might not know me.
Yeah.
I'm going to know you. There's going to be a reunion. There's going to be a meeting. And I'm going to meet
you there. That's right.
It's a great reunion of saints.
Glory.
Spirits that came out of God. That now have an everlasting body that they didn't have before. But they are coming back in God. And when they get back in God, say, oh my Lord, don't you remember the trials down there? Don't you remember the trials and tests that we had? But there's a great reunion. Because there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be in the air.
Yes, sir.
I'll meet. I'm going to meet you there. Because this is a promise. There was a reunion. That the thing that descended is the same thing that ascended. And we're right back in God that came out of God. Your trip is the same. You came from God and you're going back in God. There's going to be a great reunion of saints. When the Spirit that came down and gave us life called for that Spirit to come back, are you going to say, yay, Lord?
Yay, Lord.
A great reunion.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Are you going to see Jesus? Because if God wants a suffering people, he can't look in heaven for it. He can't look under the ground for it. They're all dead. He got to come here for you. He's got to find something at his footstool that's going to worship him. If he wants to hear hallelujah to the Lamb, he's got to come to you for that. If he wants someone to say, Lord, I'm so glad you redeemed my soul, he can't look at heaven for that. He got to come to you for that. If he wants someone to say, I have heart. Heart. He can't go to nobody in heaven for that. He got to come down here to you. Will you tell him when my car was wrecked and it was all tore up, you preserved my soul? He got to come down here for that. Can I throw in the sickle and grab a testimony of somebody to say, I'm so thankful that in due time the Lord delivered my soul? There is going to be a reunion. People think there's been a gap between Bishop Shelton and what he said. This is nothing. This is nothing but a blink for God. But there's going to be a reunion. There's going to be a reunion of every word that was spoken by the man of God. Everything that came from the mouth of God. There's going to be a reunion for souls that believed it. Folks that trusted it. They're in this building. I'm reminded of a soul that told God, you owe me one. And the Lord said, I got you. I got you. Just consider when a soul said, when my soul was filled with sin and I tarried around God's altar, I had a reunion with the Spirit that when Peter said, you shall receive the Holy Ghost, my soul had a reunion with those words. Amen. So if God wants a soul that had hard trials, he can grab you. He can grab a soul that I haven't uttered a sound with my voice. I just waited on you. We won't even start with the testimony that's among us. What angel can tell God, I was about to give up and won't worship God no more because I felt it was useless? But come down here to this footstool. You're going to find a soul that says, I thank you. What angel can tell God, I was sick unto death? Cancer in the blood. And there was no way I was going to make it. What angel can tell God, I was alone, but the Lord sent somebody to be with me when I lost my consciousness? But somebody was there with me because two had to be to pull God in the mix. What angel can tell God, we start calling on a name that had all power. I had a reunion. But the Lord was preserving my soul. What angel has had their bones pricked and pricked and pricked looking for something that they couldn't find because God had touched me? What angel has this testimony? If you want this testimony, you got to come here to us and we'll give it to you. If you want to find somebody that trusted in the Lord that could not find no other help, you got to come here. You got to come here. If you want a soul that hosts, you're in the wrong room. Because this room is filled with God Almighty. And what you're talking about is not going to happen in this room. If you want this testimony, you got to come down here to us. Because no angel there has this testimony. There's a great reunion to the words that I can heal all four of disease. If you're looking for tears that can come and flow all night long, you can't find it there. You got to come down to your footstool and find weeping enduring during the night. If you're looking for a reunion of souls, you got to come here to us. And when you come, we're going to see you. We're going to see the invisible God that was keeping us. If you're looking for a soul that you can save, you can't find one up there. And you can't find one in the earth unless there's a soul resting for you. But I'm talking about the living that is praising God right now. You got to look in the church. You got to look to where you have cast off all sin. You got to look here to us. You got to look into the church. And you got to see us face to face. And when I'm utterly fallen and concrete is about to take a hold of me and I ain't got no control because I'm off balance and I'm going to the ground. But your hand must be a pillar. When I get down there, I must find a rock, but it's got to be your hand as a pillar. Because if you want me to come to myself and say, Lord, I thank you. Your keeping power had to meet me at the concrete. Otherwise, I'm gone. But I'm here to tell you, I thank you. I'm here to tell you I praise you. I'm here to tell you I worship you. Why? You kept me. There's no angel going to tell you, Lord, you kept us. But you got to come to your footstool if you want to be worshipped, if you want to be praised. If you want to glorify something that we had on before the world was, you got to come here to us. And when you come, it'd be a great reunion for us. These are the souls that repented. Souls that went down in water in the precious name of God. These are souls that spoke in another tongue as the Spirit of God gave utterance. They had a reunion with life. And God has come to his footstool. Now, can we worship him? Can we praise him? Because if we don't do it, heaven won't have any hand sounds. Heaven won't have any hearts that are full and glad that God brought them out of darkness into this marvelous light of the Word. Wherein times past,
you walked according to the course of this world.
We walked according to the world.
According to the prince of the power.
We walked in the power of the enemy. But the Lord of heaven made a change.
The spirit that now walketh.
The spirit that now walk in the children of disobedience.
Among whom also we all had our conversations.
We had our conversations in time past.
In lust of our flesh.
We are not different from anybody else. But there has been a great change.
But God.
God.
Who is rich in mercy.
All of his mercy. All of his mercy. He was so wealthy with it. He bestowed it upon us.
For the great love wherewith he loved us.
Because he loved us.
Even when we were dead in sin.
I need you to hear this. We were all dead. And sin had a hold of us. But oh, what a change. The great reunion. The spirit that sent me down here said it would find me. It would let me hear him. It would let me make my way back home. There was a great reunion.
Even when we were dead in sin.
Even when we were dead in sin.
God quickened us together.
God now has quickened us.
Together with Christ.
The great reunion. So let sickness come.
It's quickened us together.
I'm with God now.
He has raised us up together.
He has
raised us up together.
When I was fallen, the Lord was already lifting me up.
And made us sit together in heavenly places.
Heaven
in Christ Jesus
has us now sitting in God. With God. I'm going to meet you at the meeting place.
That in the ages to come,
when the time comes,
he might show the exceeding riches.
He's going to show all the church
in his loving kind
how wealthy, how you were loved. When you couldn't see it, but you could feel him. And you knew he was close.
He might show us.
He's going to show you.
The exceeding riches of his grace.
He's going to show you how grace and mercy was bestowed upon your soul.
For by grace ye are saved through faith.
What do you believe?
And not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen. The gift the church has. Yes, Lord. That you grabbed a hold to the rope. Yes. When the rope came down, You didn't tell God, I don't feel like climbing. You didn't tell God, I don't feel like praying. You didn't tell God, I don't feel like it. But if you did,
for well, here's our peace.
His grace said, can you just try? And you said, but Lord, I'm so weak now. I don't even have the strength.
For he is our peace.
He said, can you
try?
And all you did was just put out your hand.
Thank you, Lord.
And a rope somehow got wrapped around your soul. You don't even know how. But all you did was just surrender to, can you just try? The next thing you knew, you were headed
out of the pit.
Out of the pit. For he is your peace.
For he is our peace who hath made both one.
The Lord has now made both one.
And broken down the middle wall.
Tore down the middle wall of partition that was between us.
Having abolished. In his flesh the enmity.
The problem that he and I had is now gone.
Even the law of commandments contained in ordinance. For to make in himself of twain.
He has now made me one.
One new man. So making peace.
I have peace now with God.
And that he might reconcile. Both.
Now God can now fix the problem.
To God in one body by the cross. Having slain enmity. Thereby.
He fixed our problem. So there could be a great reunion. So your troubles are not going to prevent you from making it to the reunion. The greatest compliment you can give God is just he talks to his people. He said, I speak to you by a stammering lip and with other tongues. But I thank him for the edification today. That my coming to the worship house was not in vain. Some of us still have our feet on the pit, but our hands are on the rope. Some of us are midway out of the pit, and some of you all have made it to the mouth where you can stand on your own now. As I heard the testimonies being recalled, God cannot get a testimony unless it's from here.
Amen.
And I pray that you are one that can testify that God has been good. I am one that can testify. B flat, I think it was. Daisy used to sing it. It's Daisy's song. I am one that can testify God. Are you
one?
Are you one?
Testify.
I know
God is good to me.
divine. Peace in knowing that God came to you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For a testimony. Otherwise, he won't have it. In this day, he got some from the past. Going forward, he's going to need you. When you move forward in your mind, know every opportunity you get to come to the host of heaven and say, I give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness to me. You're giving the Lord something that the angels cannot do. No angel can say, I've been redeemed. The ones that he has created, all their courses are set. The ones that are chained, their course is set. Their course cannot change. The ones in heaven that have a duty to help us. But you must grab a hold to the rope. You just can't let God send a rope down. And you look at it. He cannot throw you a lifeline and you rather die. The decision is yours. As he set before you life, death, good, and evil, choose the rope of life.
Amen. That's right.
Get in the boat of life. And I'll meet you at the great reunion. Joseph Bones had a reunion with saints. They were buried for years, but on their way out, the saints had a reunion and they grabbed them. Don't forget when you transfigure who you bring in with you. When your mind goes to the word of God, who's going to stand with you? There are people's testimonies. Some of you can tell it word for word. Somebody could grab Sister Irma's testimony and almost get it. As though she's still standing in. Pick one of the Elder Green's shirt. They'll tell you. Word for word. When you hear the song, I woke up this morning and my mind was stayed on Jesus. You must be the same when something is written. You got to stand with Jesus.
Amen.
And when you do, and at the transfiguration, when you turn, you have to understand God didn't pick all the disciples to go. It was just a few. And when you look at the congregation under Bishop Shelton, he chose a few to go to the mountain.
Amen. Thank you.
And when they got there, something happened among them. Nehemiah, if you look down in C3, don't worry. He was transfigured. We understand it now. But when he finished, it was Jesus. What about you now? You can cry to God all you want, But if you don't take a hold to the root, God's not going to stay there forever. Because he'll know your heart right now. You don't have to wait to know it.
Yes.
But he's not going to walk away not having a testimony. I came to you. He came to his own. And they didn't want him. But when he came to the church, somebody here said, I'll take you.
Amen.
For mine.
Amen.
You can have. But my testimony has given me Jesus. But when all this is finished, it's going to be only Jesus.
Amen.
If you're not repentant and done something, Jesus said, you better get something on your record.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, you know what dying, and folks you don't know are dying.
Amen.
And folks you know are going to die, and folks you don't know are going to die.
Amen.
But the soul that you got to be accounted for is your own.
Amen.
Will you know Jesus only?
Amen.
Somewhere down the road, the song say, Father alone will know all about it. If the prayers are still going up, then something is going to come down.
Amen.
My mind is just all over the place, but I'm looking at so many things. And my soul is telling God, I'm just thankful for everything that's going to cross the mind.
Amen.
You got to have a reunion with God.
Yeah.
You came from him. You got to go back.
Amen.
And when you go back, cannot be any excuses as to why you didn't grab the rope. Because God knows the angel came and gave it to you.
Amen. Amen.
There is nothing in this life that's going to prevent me from seeing the Lord in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
So when the scripture asks you, who's going to separate you? You got to answer for yourself.
Amen.
No way to express to you the pleasure it gives me to say, Lord, forgive me.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
He said, if you lose them, I'll lose them.
Yes.
He said, if you remit them, I'll remit them.
Yes.
He gave me his heart.
Yes.
Because I know what it felt like when he said, I'm so I just repent that I ever did it, that I made them like that. But I'll make a way for
them.
Take the road.
Yeah.
It's come down for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And keep looking at Joseph. He hadn't done anything to anybody. Folks just didn't like him. He threw him in a pit. But the Lord sent God deliverance from another court.
Amen.
That he did.
Amen.
And he cried out of the town. Somebody said, who found him? And made him a slave.
Yeah.
But when God got there, the vision that was transfigured with his mom and his dad, though they didn't believe it, that vision out of God came to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
And there was nothing anybody can do to stop it. But if you stopped in the middle of the story and said, oh my God, why would God put him in a pit? Why would God do this awful thing to him? Keep reading.
Amen.
Do the same thing for yourself. Keep living. There is going to be a deliverance from where you are in the middle.
Amen.
Don't think this is your end. You're going to where God said, I saw the church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Without a spot or wrinkle.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
Visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania. 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apostolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.